This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. We're finishing up the last ones of the Kinyanei HaTorah. We're up to number 44 out of 48. Somebody who learns with the intention Amanas Lalamed and to teach. He learns, he studies in order to teach. The Medrash Shmuel says on this, a teacher, he has to recall the material every time he teaches it. This helps him to remember it over the long term, right? When you're teaching it, you can remember it over the long term because it stays in longer. Stipe Plesnik has a letter that we're teaching the Torah is like four times Chazara. And that's a very big thing. People really have to realize that. You know, sometimes you feel, okay, I'd rather learn on my own. I know the Gemara already. But in Fakir, you teach it to somebody else, it becomes more ingrained and more embedded in your mind. And that's a great way to remember that. The Mishnah is telling you that's a way you're going to remember the Torah. 45, Memhei, is Halloymin Amanas Lasos. You learn it in order to do. When you learn Torah in order to do, says the Tiferes Yisrael, and to put into practice perfectly, you review the material many times so you remember every detail. That really, what's it called, makes it come out very, very, very stark. And this way, it goes really also the same thing in a certain way that you're careful to go into every fine deep and to remember every fine details. You really want to do it, you know, perfect. You want to become the mitzvah with all its tikdukim, its little details. So all those details, you first of all get clarity in them, and then it stays within you. And also when you're doing them, that's also, I'm just adding the chur now, it's also another way you're chazering. Okay. V'hamachkim es rabba, no 46. Hamachkim es rabba is somebody who makes his Rebbe, his teacher, smarter through asking sheilos of tam, asking questions that are good, solid, with reason. Because now the Rav has to be mamaymik in the thing in order to answer the problem. And that Mele asks him, that makes the teacher, the Rebbe, gives him more chokhmah. But it not only benefits the Rebbe, it benefits the student also. It comes out more and more. The Gemara says, reason why Reish Lakish in Bamitzia Pehei, Pehdalik, or Pehei, there, Amud Beis, there it says that Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochan cried when Reish Lakish died because he said that he used to ask questions and Mimeila between us, it was Rav Chashmaisa. The Torah became much greater. Vamechavin Eshmuasa, the 47th wave to acquire Torah is Mechavin Eshmuasa. That means you accurately repeat what you heard. You accurately repeat what you heard. The Hainu, when you quote halacha in the name of your Rebbe, the Talmud says it over exactly what he heard. He does not add or subtract anything. That's mechamish muasa. Others learn that you're maimik. Mechamish muasa, you go deeper to understand the kavanas, the things that you heard from your brothers, and to be able to answer up all the problems with them and to know, go a little further, to really, really understand what he means. All these benefit a person very much to have a better understanding and deeper, and like we said, it penetrates much deeper when you think deeper into what's being said. V'oimed, number 48, the last one is V'oimed Dover, B'shem Oimroi. You say over things in the name of the person. It says that the Zemurdik Helas Rabbi Bezim Ainat Rogaloy Mashmua Mishmoish Rabbi Lamoch Torosa Mishtakachas. The person doesn't normally say over something. Name is Rabbi, the next day the Torah is forgotten. So it says the Medrash Tanchuma by Midrash of Zayik. If you don't say over something, so Torah Mashem Oimroi, it says, Al Tigzol Doki Dalvu. Olamata Shakol Oimed Oshem Oimed, maybe Gula the Oilam. If you do say Torah someone's name, you bring the Gula to the world. As we know, the famous in Esther, it says, "Shenem v'tom Esther l'mer b'shem Mordechai," and through that came the Geula. Mordechai told Esther what he heard the two, because the Messiah is plotting against Ahasuerus, And then she told Ovashem, she could have told Ovashem, she knew about him, she told Ovashem Mordechai, that brought the whole Gula to him. Then he was written down, and then the night that Achashverosh couldn't sleep, the whole story, as everybody knows. So Esther set into an emotion, a chain of events, through saying Ovashem Mordechai brought the Gula Oilam. And that's how this Mishnah ends. But you have to realize that this is a very, very important thing to say over things with Shema Imri. As the Medrash says, you forget your Torah. It's me, 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 can I give me that? Because you are Sekilo, you are Mizkad, this is your Torah. So Shem said, I'll take away. You think it's your Torah, I'll take it away. When you say over things in your own name, it comes out that it's, you know, people think it's yours. So it's like stolen Torah. So, but your thing that, you know, a certain way, but you're not saying it over because at the end of the day, you know, you want people to realize that maybe it's from you, whatever the reason is, but you're the way you're doing it is you're creating that the people are thinking that it's your Torah. So if you think it's your Torah, I'll take it away from you. It's me that can take it. Kilo, you are true, you try to steal the Torah from somebody else. Hashem says, I'll steal it from you. I won't have this Torah. So Mela, but we also could say maybe Hashem always shows a Merdeka Hachno. It shows a person is humble. A person, you know, is ready to, you know, be moida and admit that's not his Torah. The person is ready to show that the Torah is addressed to somebody else. So maybe just the other way Hashem says, you're ready to show the Torah to somebody else, I'll give you the Torah. It's also me that can give me that. But it's also the hachno, then that's one of the most important things for anything, to quite anything in Torah is hachno. But another, you can be still to the greatest levels of Torah. And that's what you saw the Omer of the Shem Omer is Bema said, Jamaisa Anova. Because the very big gates of her to say in your own name. And you machni yourself, you humble yourself. And you subjugate yourself to say that, you know what, I'm going to say it over Shem Omer, even though people are not thinking I'm the small one, think my Rebbe or the person that's saying, even if a Talmud from the Shem Talmud. But Lamais is machni himself, but said that's the Midas Hanova, and Midas Hanova is, as the first Mesh Moshe Kippur Torah Misinai, that was the we spoke out then, that Moshe Kippur Torah Misinai means the Moshe got the Torah from Sinai, he didn't get from Sinai, from Kodesh Baruch, but he saw that Sinai was the small mountain that Hashem wanted to dwell, Moshe understood from there, that's how he makabel the Torah. In order to receive the Torah, to reach Madrega, the highest levels of the Torah is Hanova. One said over from Chaim Volozhin, that he said that we know no one could reach the levels of Moshe Rabbeinu in Torah, but he says that's not because Be'atzim is that way, it's because Moshe was the honor of Mikol Adam. And if a person tackle would get to the Anova Moshe Rabbeinu, he would be to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have to realize that's another Yisoid over here. The name of the Torah, Esther, the Melech Hashem Mordechai, she said, Hashem Mordechai, Rabbi said, let's bring the Geula, Rabbi said, the Kerech HaTorah, which brings the Geula, a day that we'll be learning to machri ourselves. This Mishnah, may Hashem continue next time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.